It's claimed China's decision to impose tariffs on coal imports could cause mine closures and job losses in Australia. A leading resource analyst says there are a number of marginal coal mines that won't be profitable after a price increase of 3% on coking coal and 6% on thermal coal. The Minerals Council is hoping the new tariffs will only be in place for a month, while negotiations on a free trade agreement are concluded. And the Trade Minister Andrew Robb remains optimistic about the health of the Australian mining sector. Ashley Hall reports.
Beijing's new protectionist policy seems to be designed to prop up struggling coal mining operations in China, but it may have big implications here in Australia.
There are certainly some projects now that are running very close to the wind, and I think another impost like that would be enough to tip the balance in many cases.
Peter Strachan is an independent analyst and author of Stock Analysis.
These mines are already struggling. Costs domestically in Australia have also gone up because wages over the last 10 years have probably doubled or more, and the cost of inputs such as energy has also increased.
So you whack a 6% tariff on that. Does that make Australian coal uncompetitive in China?
It's certainly not going to help.
China's coal producers have been lobbying the Beijing government for protection since July. They say more than 70% of China's miners are unprofitable, with about half of them delaying or cutting wage payments. Now they've got what they want. The Chief Executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, Brendan Pearson, says we shouldn't see mine closures and job losses in Australia, but he's hopeful the tariffs won't apply for long.
We are currently in negotiations on a free trade agreement, and the abolition of tariffs on coal imports into China is a key part of that negotiation.
If China doesn't agree to drop those tariffs, would you still support the signing of an FTA?
Let's wait and see on that. That's a hypothetical question, but it's a big market for Australia. It's an important market for Australia, and I know personally that the negotiators see this as an important element of those negotiations.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott has signalled he'd like to see a free trade agreement signed when the Chinese president visits Australia in November for the G20 summit. And the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, says the new trade barrier shouldn't slow things down.
It does underline the importance of concluding the free trade agreements to shore up our competitive position.
Do you expect that this bump in the road might push the timeline back for the free trade agreement?
I would hope not. There's always substantive issues, but we have got, you know, a timeline that should take us to conclusion before the end of the year.
What sort of effect will these tariffs have on the Australian economy?
It's to be seen. Australia has got amongst the highest quality coal in the world. They will still consume nearly a billion tonnes more coal over the next 5 years through to 2020. And Australia will, I think, be very competitive in securing so much of that increase. So it's not a good thing for our coal industry, but it's not the end of the world.
The Trade Minister Andrew Robb ending Ashley Hall's report.